This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks. And right now it's Major League Baseball Grapefruit League spring training down here. So the Tampa Bay Rays, the American League champs, are doing their thing. By the way, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight. Regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way, Parler as at the Captain's America. By the way, we're just booming around on Parler right now, adding a whole bunch of people over there. I don't know what's going on, but they certainly flock into the website to join us and be part of our group. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us live and in living color from the great state of Michigan, where it might be raining tonight, we've got the man, the myth, the legend. It's Ron Edwards. And there he goes, hopping upon that golden steed. Hi-ho, Silver. I heard the yell as you went down the highway. What's up?
All right. Good morning.
I did that to Brooke the other morning. Actually, no, yeah. Brooke's got her own song, though. Brooke's got her own song. It's pretty neat. When you hear it, you'll hear it. She may ask you to play it when she comes on your show.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two great words out there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we start with our talking points here, I want to congratulate Dan Bongino, as Cumulus Networks and Westwood One will be putting him in the coveted Rush Limbaugh spot for 3 hours starting May the 24th. That's very interesting and a tremendous achievement on his part.
Absolutely. Congratulations to him, and wish him the best. And, he knows a lot. He knows his stuff. So he's got that going for him, and I just hope that he can, he's able to continue the tradition of Rush being number one, and much success to him.
Well, you don't go from being a New York City police officer, a beat cop, to being a Secret Service agent, to being one of the most sought-after guests on radio and television. I've had him on my show twice before I went to the all-night version, and he was nice enough to come on. He is a neighbor of ours down here in Florida, and I don't know, maybe we'll get him again. Who knows? But he's a great guy, knows his stuff. All right, before we get started again, a story that broke last night. It seems that Joe Biden opened his foot, inserted his mouth, and has insulted Vladimir Putin to a degree that I don't think I've ever heard before. This is bad, bad, bad stuff, because Joe Biden came out and called Vladimir Putin a killer, and said he will pay the price for what he's done. What a thing to say.
It's horrible. It's evil. But I'm going to tell you something, Captain. Biden and the other globalists have been picking at Putin for quite a while. They were poking that bear even during the Trump administration, trying to focus Trump's anger towards Putin when Putin has not been the problem at all. And so one of the reasons why they're doing that and they continue to go after Putin is because Putin, if you remember in one of my recent commentaries, I pointed out that Putin is not going along with a lot of their globalist ideas and has kicked European globalists out of his country. And he even pointed out that people all over the world are opposing many of the globalist ideas around the world. So they don't like that. And Joe Biden doesn't like that. And I think that's one of the reasons why they continue to pick at Putin. But
Let's back up for a second. The real problem is not Putin trying to get rid of one of the dissidents that was trashing him, one guy, Navalny. The real problem is, in fact, China trying to eliminate the Uyghurs.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. But they don't focus on that because, let's remember, Joe Biden and many other politicians, but let's focus on Biden, is a paid concubine of China.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that China can do that is wrong.
Let's talk about some money here because I got to get this in there for the break.
Sure.
The IRS is going to extend the tax filing date at May the 17th, and the $1,400 checks, a lot of them went in the bank over the weekend to the people that had established bank accounts, and the paper checks and the debit cards are going out next week, the 24th.
Oh, happy day for a lot of folks. Well, that's a bit shorter than last year. I think last year the date was in June. So
it took a couple of months anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it allows for extra paperwork or thing details and things of that nature. So I guess that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I went to my laundromat yesterday, and a couple of the people that normally work there weren't there, and the manager was there filling in along with the part-timer that works on the weekends, and I said, well, must be everybody took the day off. And he says they got their stimulus checks over the weekend.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah, I know. He wasn't happy. All right. Hold that. Yeah. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more folks and Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. And we've got an Edwards Notebook queued up here for you to listen to. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Bo Browning coming up bottom of the hour, National Aviation.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Ron Edwards Notebook brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners who just bought a brand new Moss Nissan. Now, next Saturday, the 17th or the 27th, I will be up in Newport Richey for a great tailgate party. We've got a whole bunch of games going on. It's going to be a great day for all. Free food for all the customers. Appreciation Day. Get yourself a free ride in one of the Nissans of your choice. Come on out. Meet me. By the way, I will have a $500 coupon, which will give you a $500 reduction on the vehicle you're looking to buy. If you come see me, I'll give you that coupon, and away you go. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out online. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll save a bunch of money. All right, here's the Ron Edwards Notebook.
No more papers. No more school books. No more teachers' dirty looks. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, it's bad enough that U.S. government school educators are world-renowned for not providing a very good education for our students. But now, more and more people realize that most educators are actually just self-centered, hypocritical activists whose only allegiance is to the National Education Association, which supports the Biden regime's effort to educate or indoctrinate children who have crossed our border illegally, while U.S.-born students in Los Angeles remain at home. When it comes to U.S.-born students, the Biden regime has often moved the proverbial goalposts amid teachers' unions, which are a major ally of the destructive Democrat Party. While many Republicans favor a swifter reopening of government schools, I personally believe this is the perfect time for good parents to begin pooling resources and seeking authentic educational opportunities for their grossly undereducated children. And tell those self-centered union educators where to go. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards.
check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and here he is right here, Ron Edwards. By the way, Flip said hello.
Oh, hello there, Flip.
Yeah, Flip has flopped today. He's flopping and flipping and doing all that stuff. All right, let's talk about...
I mean, he's having a great time.
That's right. He always does. Let's talk about the United States and something that just happened thanks to President Joe Biden. Days after a humanitarian situation seemed to compel the Biden administration to revoke the terrorist designation of the Yemen-based militant group, the Houthis, the U.S. is sending that Islamic nation $191 million in assistance for their humanitarian situation. What do you want to bet they don't spend half that on what they need for the humanitarian situation?
Well, look, someone could ask the question, how do you reward terrorists and help them in their efforts?
Mm-hmm.
You have Joe Biden, the American president, to give you $191 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, Captain. Of course they're going to be using it to wreak havoc in places like Saudi Arabia. Yeah, they're going to be doing that. But it's a pattern of people like Joe Biden. We've had this done in the prior administration, not the Trump, but I mean the one before Trump, where they rewarded terrorists, nations, or organizations around the world, and many places paid the price for that. And the beat goes on. When will we stop electing these kinds of individuals to the White House? I mean, we have to wake up, people. And this Biden is going to come back to bite him in the rear end.
Mm-hmm.
It's another situation, and I just pray that he doesn't continue to reward terrorist organizations around the world. But that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you remember what your grade point average was when you graduated from high school?
Yes, we were three point, yeah.
Okay, mine was 3.7. Yep. I was trying to get a 4 because that was honor society all the way. I didn't quite make it, but 3.7. And the reason I remember that was because how close I came, and it just stuck in my mind. But get this, a Baltimore mm-hmm. high school, predominantly black, of course, where a student made it to his senior year, passed
yep.
three classes, count them, uno, dos, tres, three classes with a 0.13 GPA and graduated. Where is that done? Where is that done?
And guess what, Captain?
What?
He wasn't even at the bottom of the class.
No, he was in the half of the class was in that percentile.
Yeah.
How's that working out for Baltimore?
And see, what's crazy is that they've been investigating this for a while.
Yeah.
Well, what's to investigate? It's failure.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say this, Captain, but after this amount of time with these kinds of schools across the country, this is more than just a failure. It's a plot to
mm-hmm.
continue to dummy down American students. I mean, that's the supreme example of how you can destroy a nation from within.
Mm-hmm.
Don't educate its citizens. This is by plan. These teachers are paid whatever they're paid, and the administrators or whatever, and this is the end result of that?
Well, you know, we talked to start out the segment about the Internal Revenue increasing the filing date to the 17th of May, and the $1,400 is starting to run its way through. But now we have to talk about the PPP loans and what some of the blue states are doing, because after all, they need the money. They're moving to crush small business and destroy it by taxing their PPP loans as income. Give me a break.
Evil stuff, man. Evil, evil, evil. And then they wonder why small businesses, large businesses, rich people, middle-class people are moving to places like Florida, Texas, and elsewhere because these tax burdens. See, they're defiant little crumb snatchers, these blue state governments. They expect people to just take this forever. And, yes, they're destroying the middle class by destroying small businesses through overtaxation, overregulation. You can couple that in there as well. And this is how you carve out, this is how you destroy the middle class if they don't move and run away to places like Florida and Texas. And this, too, is by design, by the way. That's, you know, And if it isn't their purposeful plot, it is still the habit of Democrats and rhinos to text text you as far as possible. And the more that they get, the more that they want. And this has to be brought to an end. They're going to literally destroy states like New York.
Yeah. Okay. Now we've got some really good things going on in Florida. And one of the best bills that's come up through the system right now is the Florida bill penalizing censorship by the big tech companies like Facebook and Twitter. It's moved forward in the state legislature. It's actually going to be voted on, as is one of our gun bills, the one to allow you to carry in churches, which is a good idea. If you have a concealed carry permit, no more, got to leave it in the car stuff. You get to bring the gun into the church with you.
Well, you know what? With today's political and evil atmosphere, I think that's one of the smartest things anyone could do, and allow people to bring their guns into church. I'm in full agreement with that, because now you have this anti-God atmosphere, and people will be coming into churches and things like that. In states where you have these leftist pigs preventing people from protecting themselves.
Now, I want to close with something, because this is your state, and it's a rule that was made by a judge up there. You're probably well aware of this. But a judge ruled that Michigan's Democratic Secretary of State broke the law with the absentee ballot rule, which actually John James was leading, Donald Trump was leading, just before these absentee ballots got dumped into the mix, and they both lost the state because of this in 2020. Now, what the hell is going to happen up there in Michigan? Is anything at all, anybody going to be held responsible for this illegal law?
That's the question. That's the $20 million question. Yes, the details are now out. We know what was done. Some of us knew a long time, but so now everyone knows.
We talked about it. You and I talked about it. Mm-hmm.
And so, but I don't know if anything's going to be done about it, because you have a lot of liberal judges here in this state that are corrupt. And but we're going to see. I mean, there's an effort to bring some, you know, bring some justice to this situation. But it's a difficult situation here with this governor and that whole setup. And they don't seem to pay for any of their crimes and wrongdoings. But we're continuing to push and to agitate. And we'll see how far it goes.
Okay, let's give a shameless plug to your website. They can go to theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com. Check out all the different things you've got going on over there and find out what you're doing, where you're doing it, how you're doing it. And you even put your Edwards notebooks and your articles over there that you write too, right?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. All right,
so
we will
check it out.
Yes, sir. All righty. You have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook and theronedwards.com, the website. All right, we're coming back right after the break with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. I got some questions. We'll get into all that.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian Foreign Ministry did not give specific reasons for the recall of their ambassador to the United States on Wednesday, but stressed that Moscow's relations with the United States are at a difficult state and accused Washington of bringing them to a dead end. Without any evidence, the U.S. intelligence community released a report saying Putin influenced the 2020 election. President Biden said Putin will pay a price and called Vladimir a killer on mainstream media. Severe weather ripped through Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama Wednesday, leaving tens of thousands of residents without power. And a major severe weather outbreak is expected to remain a risk over the next couple of days. The woman whose coughing attack on a San Francisco Uber driver went viral this week was charged Wednesday with multiple felonies for the crime. Arnett Kimier, who refused to wear a mask while inside the vehicle, faces up to 16 years in prison and $3,000 in fines. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, along with her husband, Don, and they are listening to us up there, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by National Aviation Academy because Bo Browning's in the house, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, you've heard me talk with Bo Browning, and good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
We always talk about people should take the tour, and I give them the phone number, 800-659-2080, and tell them to call, and whichever location they want to go to, whether or not it's the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida, whichever one makes more sense to them. Obviously, spring break, I know where I go, right?
Yeah, obviously.
But they pick the one they want to go to, and they tell them, I sent you, you'll give them the white gloves treatment up in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, sure. Or down here in Clearwater. Now, what are they going to see when they come to look?
So basically, at either one of our locations, either up in Massachusetts or down here in Florida, you know, you take the tour of the facility, you're going to see all the classrooms, you're going to see all the equipment, you'll see the students that are currently active in the program. You know, they're going to be working through different portions of the program. So, you know, we have a 14-month program at both locations, and then down here in Florida we have a 21-month program also. So, depending on where the students are at in the program, you'll see them working on general subjects for their airframe and power plant ratings, or the power plant or airframe subjects for those ratings. You'll see the different types of equipment that we have, the different types of labs that we do, depending on what day that you come in there. So you'll get a real good insight on exactly what's going to happen, exactly what the Federal Aviation Administration currently requires us to teach, and the different types of equipment that and tools that you'll be using.
Now, the other thing is, the one up in Boston, of course, you got the Boston Red Sox up there, you got the Boston Bruins, you got the Boston Celtics, and I don't know if you follow the sports up there, but guess who just sunk a bunch of money into the Boston Red Sox?
No, I have no idea.
LeBron James.
Oh, is that right?
He's now an investor in the Boston Red Sox. Sure. He's put a fair sum of money in there. We'll see how that all works out, but that was announced yesterday, and he's been thinking about it for quite a while. He was going to get in with the possibly the Chicago team, you know, with Michael Jordan and whatnot, sure. But didn't happen. But that's where he's at right now. So from a sports standpoint, if you're a sports fan, and I mean, I'm not going to – we're title town down here in Tampa this year after what happened last year. Could happen again this year for all we know. But people sometimes go to where the sports are, right?
Sure. You know, and obviously up in the New England area, huge, you know, Red Sox fans, Bruins fans, you know, Patriots fans up there. You know, myself being born and raised down here in Florida, obviously I've been a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan since the beginning. 1976 when he entered the league.
Cream circle.
So yeah, absolutely. So so depending on, you know, what kind of fan you are, you know loyalties when it comes to sports are huge. So if you're interested in a good market, you know, both of our locations are in good sports fans markets. You know, obviously the New England area, a lot of history with sports up there. And, of course, down here in Florida, you know, during recent times, you know, the Rays, the Buccaneers, you know, the Lightning have all been doing fantastic. And, you know, it draws a lot of people.
I've got a comment here from John. John is in Louisville, Kentucky. He's saying, I'm getting out of an automotive training academy, but I'm limited as to the kind of money I can make. I've heard that aviation maintenance techs make a lot more money. Any idea of what I might find, what the difference would be?
Sure. Sure, you know, the difference between automotive technicians and aviation maintenance technicians, you know, money, I'll go back to saying this, money is relative to the person that has to earn it. So, you know, depending on what you want to make, you know, really, my personal experience in aviation is there's always plenty of overtime. You know, you can pretty much work as much as you want to work, wherever you want to work, as long as it's being done safely. You know, you're really not limited on where you're going to work or how you're going to work, because aviation is everywhere also. So, you know, you'd have to look at it, see, comparative. You know, I don't know where you're at in your automotive career, you know, but is that transition something that interests you? We've had a lot of students over the years transition out of the automotive industry, the trucking industry, and into the aviation maintenance industry and come through one of our locations. So it's absolutely doable. It's been done before, and a lot of those people are extremely happy.
Okay, I've got another question here. This one is from Lyle, and Lyle is in Pacifica, California. That sounds probably on the water, I'm guessing. But anyway, he's saying, what kind of tools do I need?
So, you know, when a student comes to National Aviation Academy, we provide everything that you need in order to get through the training process. We also have an agreement with Snap-on Tools to where you're going to get a tool voucher. It's going to get you a basic set of tools. After you successfully complete the program, you'll get that tool voucher. You can get a basic set of tools. If you already have tools, then you're going to piecemeal together the rest of the tools that you may need. But as far as getting through the training process, we provide all the tools, all the training equipment, you know, while you're enrolled. You know, so really all you need to do is, like I've said before, come with a good work ethic, you know, be dedicated to that 14 or 21 months, depending on what program and what location you go to, and, you know, be successful in the program. We're going to give you everything to be successful to get through it.
Have you ever seen a C-130 with two guys sitting on the back door with the cargo door open?
I've seen that before, yes.
Well, somebody sent me a picture here, and there's the two guys sitting in the back door of the C-130. And these are crewmen, right?
Possibly. I can't see the picture that you have.
Okay. Okay. Well, there it is right there. I'll turn it. Well, I can't turn it, darn it. Anyway, it's, well, you know what I'm talking about. Yep. Anyway, the picture and the comment down below is
I'm a crewman on a C-130. I'm fixing to get out. I've never worked mechanically on the aircraft. I've only worked on electronics in the plane. Is there something I can do to become a certified aviation maintenance tech?
Sure. For all veterans that are separating from the military, when you get ready to make that transition, first thing you want to do is understand your benefits and what your benefits really mean to you. Second thing, if you're in the aviation maintenance portion or an MOS in the military, go online, see if you possibly have credible experience based off your MOS and your years of service. You can do that by just simply going on the FAA's website and in the search bar, search military occupational specialty codes. And it'll come up with a link for you to click on, and there's going to be a list of MOS codes. It's also going to explain to you about 8610s and what credible experience really is. So go in there and look into that. If not, give National Aviation Academy a call, ask for me, and I can help talk you through that and give you some insight. But that is one way to do it. It's very, very important for everybody leaving the military to understand their benefits, to understand what kind of training they actually got, understand, how to utilize those benefits to their best use and advantage.
And their number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you a little extra up and up on the ladder there, a little white gloves treatment, if you will. And take your pick as to whether or not you want to go to Concord, Mass, or you want to go to Clearwater. Of course, it is spring break. I don't want to throw that out there to entice you too much. But, obviously you'd be a lot happier in Florida than you would be up in Massachusetts this time of the year.
Well, Massachusetts is a nice place. Depending on where you're from, what you're interested in doing, you have to pick, one place or the other. But make sure anywhere you go to school, it doesn't matter if you go to National Aviation Academy, or you're looking at another school, make sure that school, that location is the right fit for you. That's extremely important as you go through the training process and any school you go to. Make sure you're comfortable there and you believe you're getting what you signed up for.
Absolutely. And I got one of these, this is not strange, but I do get these every now and then. I fly the helicopter. I have flown the helicopter for 20 years for the FDNY, one of our helicopters up here. I'm moving to Florida and would like to see whether or not I might be able to stop by the National Aviation Academy and see what they have to offer. I'm thinking about becoming an aviation maintenance tech. All right, save your answer for the other side. This is a firefighter that flies the helicopter that is a pilot. Okay, that's kind of a different question for us. So, we'll be right back, Bo Browning and myself, right after the break that's coming up here. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number if you want to call. And here she is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. If you stop by, say hi to Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget that you can call them, too, to set up an appointment for service. Dial 941-922-2345. Just push those little fancy buttons. That's 941-922-2345. Don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, too. 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you, and you might get a trip to the back room and get some of that free fancy-dancy pastry they got back there. Okay, we're back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning again, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, this question that I've got here is from a firefighter in New York City who happens to be a pilot of one of their helicopters.
Sure.
And when we finally looked at what he was asking, he wants to know if he can become a certified aviation maintenance tech and work only on helicopters.
Sure, sure. We've had pilots transition from other careers. You know, we've had military pilots come in, you know, decide to get their airframe power plant ratings. So it's absolutely doable. You understand aircraft. You've been around aircraft. You know, you understand majority of the systems, for example, on helicopters. So, you know, it's a matter of just adding that extra element getting through some of the prerequisites and taking those tests. You know, stop in, see National Aviation Academy, see if there's something we can help you out with, see if it's the right fit for you. And we'll see what we can do, but it's not unusual and it's not uncommon somebody to transition from being a pilot to a mechanic for whatever reason. You know, sometimes they want to do both. So, you know, it's absolutely, you know, it's not unheard of.
By the way, Jeff from Sarasota is saying hello to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Yep. So he's Navy.
Yep.
We won't hold that against him.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we do have another comment here. Let me see. This is from Jim, and Jim is in Schenectady, New York. Jim is saying, I spent 20 years with American Airlines. I was an aviation maintenance tech. I'm considering coming back. I'm 57 years of age. What do I have to do to recertify? Is that what they?
Sure. If he's an airframe power plant, you know, rated mechanic, you know, the A&P is good. So, you know, it's just a matter of getting in there, getting somebody to employ you. There is no continuing education. You know, the FAA rule says you must exercise the privileges of your certificate 6 months within the previous 24 months. You know, there's different types of capacities that you can actually be performing maintenance. You can be working with somebody that's performing maintenance. You can be supervising maintenance. So the real key here is getting somebody that's going to let you back in the door. Obviously, your airframe power plant rating is still intact. As long as it hasn't been revoked or suspended, you should be fine.
Okay, and we've had a lot of people ask us that question, that they've been in the industry and they've either gotten away or they've done something to where they're overdoing something different, and whether or not what they would have to do. So that's not an abnormal question.
No, not at all.
All right, I've got a weather question for you, because I'm going to open up the weather map here. We've got all these yellow numbers in here, and this orange. Those are tornado watches and warnings. Aircraft try to stay away from that, don't they?
Sure, absolutely. You know, any type of severe weather. I mean, obviously, if the aircraft's flying, they can always go above or around, you know, some of that severe weather like that. I mean, obviously, if it rolls in on you and all the aircraft are sitting down on the tarmac, you know, you're going to chain them down, you're going to try to put them in a hangar and hope for the best, you know, to keep them out of that severe weather. You know, hail damage is a major concern in the, you know, southern states, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, places like that. So, you know, you want to try to protect your aircraft from sitting on the ground. But obviously, once they're up in the air flying, you know, they're going to make a flight path around or above any of that severe weather.
Well, I'm looking at, if you were coming down here from Atlanta on a plane right now, they've got that weather that's just to the east of Atlanta and all the way up into South Carolina and all the way down to the Gulf. And, I mean, it's tornado watches, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, tornado warnings. Panhandle's got a warning going on right now, right around, it looks like it's around maybe Navarro. But the fact of the matter is, if I'm flying a plane and I'm coming from Houston, well, I'm probably out over the water anyway. If I'm coming from Houston, I'm out over the water coming to Tampa or coming to Sarasota. But anybody that's coming down that angle from, say, Little Rock,
sure,
they're going to be flying around that somehow.
Yeah. You know, it's severe weather, so... You know, obviously, sometimes that's going to delay a flight. And, you know, the safety of passengers, you know, when it comes to commercial airliners, number one consideration. So, you know, they're not going to take off in anything that is not manageable or that, you know, may endanger the passengers or the aircraft.
Okay, I've got a question that just popped up here. Let me go look at it here. Okay, where is it here? Let's see. Here it is. Okay, this is from Jamie. I have a motorhome. I'm interested in going to school. I haven't talked to anybody there yet, but since you don't have housing, and that I understand, would I be able to park my motorhome somewhere?
Sure. You know, down here in Florida, obviously right now there's a huge influx of people coming to Florida for obvious reasons, but there are RV campsites. There are motorhome facilities.
Yeah.
So, you know, all around our school in the Tampa Bay area. So it's just a matter of finding one of those locations, so somewhere close to the school, and you obviously can park your motorhome there.
Well, down there by the bridges where they go fishing off the piers down there, mm-hmm. Sunshine Skyway, there's a whole bunch of motorhomes. Every time I go over the bridge and I go down there to the right or to the left, sure. They're sitting over there on the side road, on the frontage road. And some of them are like, you can tell they're a group all together because they got like the Canadian flags up or state of Michigan or whatever it is they're flying. But they're all together. There's like 8, 10, 12 of them. Yeah. And then, of course, there is a septic dump in those waste areas. Sure. Where they can drive in there and do what they need to do and then come back and they're there. So it's all there. And I'm not sure if it's free or not, but I think it is.
Yeah, I have no idea, but I know there are several in Tampa Bay area. So it's a matter of finding one that you like, one that's close to the school, and, you know, just go for it.
Okay, well, Bo, again, the website is naa.edu. The telephone number is 800-659-2080. They can call and take the tour at either one of the campuses, Concord, Mass., yep. or Clearwater, Florida. And if they ask for you, they'll get what, a free cup of coffee?
And if they ask for me, hopefully I'm in my office, and I'll have to take the time to talk to you. If for some reason I'm not in there, you know, make sure you leave me a message, you know, leave your phone number, and I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, and for you Marines out there, Bo's a Marine, so make sure that you get a hold of him, because he'll set you straight real quick, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for all veterans out there, you know, if you're separated from the military, make sure you understand your benefits. It's extremely important right now that you understand exactly what's going on. There's a lot of information out there. You know, please understand it. Do some research. You know, give National Aviation Academy a call. And whatever school you go to, make sure you're going to that school for the right reason. And it's going to be the right fit for you to be successful.
Okay. And that's Bo from National Aviation Academy. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, now, I want to remind everybody about what's coming up here on the 27th of March. I'm going to be up at Moss Nissan from noon to 3 for a big event that's going on there. Now, it's going to be the Moss Nissan tailgate party. It's a customer appreciation day, and if you want to bring the family along, it's a family-friendly event. You get a chance to meet me and Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be there with the big screen TV and the big grills lined up there and the tents and all that stuff, so you have a place to sit and watch the basketball tournament that's going on, if that's what you want to do, the NCAA, or just have some fun with some good friends and neighbors there. By the way, also, they'll be doing free test drives for the vehicles that are there. Pick the vehicle you want, take it out for a test drive, and I will have a bunch of coupons. Okay, a bunch of coupons, and you're going to want to look me up because it's worth $500 off the deal that you make at Moss. So you see me, I give you the coupon, you go make a deal, and you've just saved yourself $500. The 27th of March at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Look forward to seeing you there. All right, another great day on the radio. Appreciate the fact that you folks pay attention and listen, and we got a lot of great comments. We'll find out what people have to say today about what we've been talking about today. And I will be back tonight on the Radio. God bless America. Stay safe.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.